Now, each week we are joined by Matt Stringer, who is the Chief Executive of RNIB, for a weekly update on some of the goings-on at the UK Sight Loss Charity. Matt, thank you for joining us.
I'm afraid to say last week there was a rude disruption because of COVID, but back this week, firing on all cylinders. So nice to be with you again.
Indeed, David Clark was stepping in for you last week. You did well.
He did very well. More than able deputy. So we're very, very indebted to David for last week. But good to be back with you this week.
Okay, let's kick off then with, I suppose it's a bit of a look at co-working and technology. This is around WeWalk.
There's an exciting new project where we've been working with Imperial College London and the smart cane company WeWalk. And between the three of us, we've been awarded quite a bit of funding from the UK Research and Innovation Group, 1.7 million across the three of us, to work on the development of what is a device that screws onto an existing cane and actually then can detect things like lampposts and other street architecture between knee and head height, and helps people navigate via audio-based navigation on phone apps like Google Maps. So it's a sort of digitally clever cane, in essence. You know, clearly it's relatively early days, and I'm sure as many listeners are thinking, it relies on having a good GPS signal at all times. It knows where we are and can sort of perform its function. And what we'll particularly bring to the party is the user testing side of things, obviously, whereby we'll be working with a large group of blind and partially sighted people in using this device to learn lessons, perfect, you know, technology process, you know, the communication side of things through the audio channel. And I think it just shows the relevance the RNIB has in bringing that insight into these consortia that are developing improving technology or improving equipment. And I think it also shows us as a confident organisation, you know, we're very keen now to drive innovation.
Certainly look forward to that one. I do like my tech. And as you say, Matt, a great example of, you know, innovation, co-working, and some great funding there, which will take this further. Looking at funding of a different kind now, Matt, we do talk regularly about the cost of living impact on blind and partially sighted people. We'll continue to do so as well, and also reminding people about the advice and support that's there from RNIB. And indeed, you know, you're still looking for people to get in touch and talk about their circumstances.
It's a thread running through the organisation. It's a massive thing in society. It's not going to go away anytime soon. You know, the economic data still has inflation at 9%. We're still seeing articles this week confirming where the energy price cap is likely to rise to in October, with a smaller further rise forecast for January. Lots of stories about energy companies having their knuckles wrapped by Ofgem because of raising people's bills by too much. So wherever you turn, you know, you get a cost of living story and an obvious challenge. We're recording this interview right in the middle of the Tory party leadership contest as well. You know, one of the things most of the candidates have been bending over backwards to do is try and promise some sort of action to address that, whether it's reducing fuel duty, taking off some of the energy elements of taxation, looking at the national insurance tax increase and rescinding that. So, you know, there'll be new administration soon who's going to have to hit the ground running and deal with this. And whilst it's very uncertain times on one level, you know, who knows who is that going to be and what their administration will want to do, it actually is an opportunity for us to try and agitate and influence. So, you know, against that broader backdrop, yes, our work carries on. We're looking for people to come forward still and give us evidence of how it's impacting them, sign our cost of living e-action. So please do look on our website for that. And actually, we've seen a lot of people, over 100, have left comments, which really gives us insight and reinforces, you know, our perspectives on the cost of living crisis. And no surprises, we're seeing people, you know, with real hardship in their ability to pay for food, for lighting, for transport, for fuel, you know, and really making the point of having to make choices, you know, between that as a trade-off. And we're seeing that, you know, not only from the evidence we see from blind and partially sighted people, but you see grocers talking about people shopping with a 30 quid limit or whatever it might be. So, you know, it's not been made up. This is absolutely happening. And we need to be as determined as we were with COVID, honestly, to address this. So I would just encourage listeners to engage with our materials online, both to feedback, as I've just said, because the more insight we get, the better, but also to engage with our materials, which give support, not only talking about what we've got as RNIB and how we can help on a variety of goods and services and sort of advice, but also signposting people to other supportive schemes, see whether that's grants, funds, or schemes that people are running to help try and alleviate the cost of living crisis. Please come to us with your insight, and please look to us for advice and support.
And we will give the contact details later for you to feedback and where to find all that advice and support. We're going to finish off, though, Matt, with a farewell to a long-standing RNIB staff member.
Well, yeah, rather incredibly, after 43 years of service, and I'll say that again, 43 years of service, Ian Green, who works in our Bookshed team, has announced he's retiring. Ian started with us in March 1979. I realised that I was in my first year at secondary school in March 1979. And I must have been listening to the number one, which was Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive, which I probably Ian probably thought was his theme tune when he walked into the RNIB all those years ago. But Ian's moved with us to Peterborough and done a variety of roles through our warehouse, through helpline, through working in our braille services, library service, audio transcription, talking books. And he's been a driving force within Bookshare since 2016. And lots of very, very positive things, as you'd imagine, from lots of volunteers, colleagues, publishers, teachers, all feeding back very positive things about Ian's contribution to the RNIB over the majority of his lifetime, really. So, you know, fabulous service. We don't get many working to 43 years. I think in many walks of life, people don't stick around for 43 years. So this really is remarkable. And I think it's worthy of calling out on your programme, Alan. And, you know, we'll make sure that Ian goes off to all the plaudits and the fanfares and has a very happy retirement. But, you know, big well done. And thank you to Ian Green for, you know, what has really been a lifetime of service to the RNIB.
Yeah, indeed. Well done, Ian, and enjoy that well-deserved retirement. Now, if you would like any more information on the topics we've been discussing, or indeed you would like to feedback on the cost of living call, or you'd like some more information, support and advice, then do go to rnib.org.uk. You can also call our friendly helpline team on 0303 123 9999, or if you have an Amazon Echo device, just ask Lady A to call RNIB's helpline. Out of time once again, Matt, we'll catch up again very, very soon. And thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
I think you and I both got a holiday coming up, so we'll probably talk in 2 weeks' time. But good to speak to you today. Thank you.